Amen. I want to talk to you tonight and on this thought. We have been talking about it. Thank you, praise team. Amen. Thank you for leading us in our worship. And congregation, thank you for your participation. You know, it's not just the praise team, it's for all of us. Every one of us ought to have our hand raised and mouth filled with praise and glorifying God. I believe we're too, sometime, not all the time, but we're going to help each other out. Is that okay? Is that all right? We're going to help each other out. We're too body conscious. We're too body conscious. We too self-conscious, thinking about me and myself and I. And God wants you to be God inside minded. Yeah. Think like he thinks. And that's what we're going to talk about tonight. Amen. We want to become more God inside minded. Yeah. Our text, and I'm going to move on because if I keep going back to the text and the scripture that I have right after, I won't get to the next thing. It'll be over before I get down to where I want to start. But I want to go to my text again, Isaiah 55. 8 and 9, if y'all put that up. Isaiah 55, verses 8 and 9, and we'll move right along. My thoughts, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither your ways are my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways. And my thoughts and your thoughts. That's settled, isn't it? That settled it, didn't it? And then put this one up so we can move on. Philippians 2 and 5. Philippians 2 and 5. So since his thoughts are not my thoughts, nor my way his way, and he said, let this mind be in you, which was what? Also in Christ Jesus. Jesus showed up as a man, didn't he? And he was what? God in flesh, right? He showed up as a man, and he was God in flesh, but he had the mind, God mind in him. He knew who he was. If we'll read on down through that, but we got to move on. And he humbled himself. He became obedient and took upon himself and a servant's robe. But he was equal with God. He didn't make no reputation out of it. He just accepted the role that God gave him. Why did he do that? God was establishing, setting some things in place for you and me so we can have these things in our lives. So I want to say to you tonight, please don't be a churchgoer anymore. Become a participator in the things of the Spirit. God is doing some things that's so awesome. Don't look around and think this is what happened and what you see with your eye. That's the stuff about to explode in your life and other people's lives like you have never seen. Prepare yourself for what is coming. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Become sensitive to Holy Spirit. He's on the inside of you. I know if you take time to wait on him, take time to meditate, it will do wonders for your life. And I made some adjustments as well as some commitment. Always have been serious, but it's just much more deeper now. I do not want to stand up here in front of you and waste your time. If I don't have anything to say with the anointing, I just need to get on back, go to the house and get in the bed and let y'all have, do somebody else make and say something. Well, amen. But I believe with all my heart, I have something from the Lord. But I want you to be praying for me, for us, and my wife and me, because there are some things that God wants to accomplish, and they are coming so fast and so rapidly, we must be prepared to flow in them and to move forward with them. You can't think like you have thought in the past. You can't approach things like you've done in the past. There's some things you will have to cut loose from. The Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 2, lay aside every weight and the sin. Didn't it say it? Yeah. Lay aside what? Yeah. Every weight and the sin that doeth so easily beset us. Amen. And see, you can get some weights on you, some sin that you've been practicing and so long to, it doesn't even seem like it's sin, but if you get in the presence of God, you realize, I don't need to be doing that. I don't need to be fooling with that. Yeah. Amen, because it's a weight, and it's a sin. And I'm not a sinner, so I don't participate with sin. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So I'm going to talk about the becoming God inside minded. I want to talk about God. No way I can plumb the depths of Him, because I don't even know Him that deep. But I know Him in the spirit. You understand? I know He's God. I know He's my Father. I know Jesus is Lord. I know the Holy Ghost lives inside of me. I know the Word of God is true. I know the Word of God is alive and active because Jesus is the Word. And I've studied the Scripture. I know what it says, and they are real to me, and I want to articulate them to you and share with you some things that will inspire you to become hungry for God. I want to present Him, His word, and who He is in a way that you get so hungry that you will go back, what I share tonight, you go back home and pull your Bible out and open up and look at it again. Begin to feed on it, meditate on it. And as you do, you find, yeah, I see that, Lord, yeah. Yeah. Thank you. And I want you to get so hungry till you be asking, Pastor, can we have another session instead of just Wednesday night and Sunday morning? I want to get you so hungry that we just not staying long enough. We just not meeting regular enough. Hallelujah. Somebody just drawed up, but I'm going to get you out of that. Because see, carnality will keep you like that. But when you become spiritual, you just want more. And the more you get, the more you want. The more you want, the more you can get. The more you get, the more you want, and the more they help you. And the more you realize, you say, where in the world have I been? What in the world have I been doing? Amen.